Daniel Rosenberg to the PMP Network. We're going to talk a little bit about Minion Mania time. It's Despicable Me 2. Very interesting toy line based on that product. And here's an example of the kind of great cool things that you have. This is called the Fart Blaster. Yes, sirree. Fun for kids and grown-ups. Daniel, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about the toys. There's some pretty funny stuff that has come out. I like the Fart Blaster, but Dancing Dave and Talking Dave are pretty cool, too.
There's this insatiable appetite for the Minions and the products and the toys out there. And this was realized by Universal after the first movie was a huge hit. In 2010, it grossed some $540 million, and there just was no product. They didn't expect it to be the sleeper hit. So the demand for product made them go big time for this movie. And there's some 100 licensees, and for toys, they use some of the best manufacturers in the world and industry to make these incredible products that just are quality and a ton of fun.
And they're not, I mean, that Fart Blaster toy is only $19.99. These are toys for ages 4 and up, and they're available at Toys R Us and Walmart, among other places. But they're cute, they're funny, they're cuddly, they're cool toys.
They really are. And, you know, it's funny because, yes, the Fart Blaster is great at ages 4 and up, but I have to tell you, adults, people in my office, people everywhere don't want to share it with the kids. They're having too much fun with it. And even the other Minions. People just want to hold them and squeeze them. We have a tech guy who wants our big stuffed Minion for himself. And this is a tough guy who loves computers normally. So people just can't get their fill of these guys, and it is fun.
Yeah. Now, what is your what do you do for you're a publicist?
Yes, I'm with GenCom, and we are a public relations and marketing agency, and we've been retained by Universal to promote the licensees and the toys and products for Despicable Me 2 to get the word out there about all these incredible products.
I see. So you said there's 100 products or so from this?
No, there's more than 100 products.
Wow.
There's actually about 100 licensees.
Wow.
In various categories, from toys to apparel to, you know, they got licensing lines on food and promotions and marketing. But a good example is take Hasbro and their classic Monopoly and Operation games that we all loved growing up. Even they have a very special Despicable Me 2 edition that plays with Minions, and the Monopoly is a version of the board that's recessed, or an operation, instead of taking a bone out or an appendix, you're taking out weird unicorn fluff or bananas or other things that the Minions have swallowed.
So there's also puzzles and back-to-school products and digital games. I mean, everything you can think of is connected with this film. Now, is Despicable Me 2, I don't have young kids anymore, so is that out already?
Despicable Me 2 is out. It came out July 3rd, and it's doing phenomenally well, and it's actually a great movie for adults. I went with my daughter and my parents who were visiting, and everyone loved it. Even my parents were normally skeptical. They thought it was fantastic. So it really is geared to entertain everyone.
Yeah. So it's crossing the border of all ages, and so because I noticed the toys are for ages 4 and up, but I assume that the audience for the film is probably all ages, right?
It is. It really is all ages because it has that humor there, that adult humor, but still keeps it kid-friendly.
Yeah. So Universal obviously anticipated success for the second film and has a huge line of products. You said that these toys are available in Walmart and Toys R Us. Who actually came up with these toys? I assume they have a whole different group of people doing the toys rather than the film.
Correct. Well, what happens is the licensees come up with the toys and submit it to Universal. So, for example, Thinkway Toys is a master toy license, and they're the ones that have done the Dancing Dave, the Talking Stuart, and the Fart Blaster. So what happened was they applied and wanted to become the master license for toys in this particular category, and they said, here's our concept, here's what we like, and Universal approves it. So they work together with all the licensees to make sure that everything's just to their standards, and it's also diverse enough to fill everyone's need. I mean, you can view Masters back, which, you know, I played with as a kid.
Yeah.
That
I'm surprised that ViewMaster is even made anymore because of all the digital stuff that's out there.
It is, but parents are trying to get back to these basically play patterns that get the kids away from the tablet once in a while and get them outdoors and using their mind on other things. So there's this resurgence of these basic play patterns. So items like ViewMasters or puzzles or things that are off the tablet to get kids to do more things.
I'm amazed by the quality of these toys. They're really nice toys.
They really are. And Thinkway is really known for the quality, and that's why they went with Thinkway. They make these very high-end quality toys, and they kind of did that across the board with all of their licensees because they wanted the Minions to represent well, keep that demand going, and get positive feedback so people want to know. Because in 2014, there's a new Minions movie coming out that's the history of the Minions to kind of keep this appetite going.
Oh, really? So it's going to be like a prequel or something, or...?
It's going to be a prequel, like the story of the Minions, how they were created, where they come from, and that's slated for the end of 2014.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the film for the folks out there who haven't seen these movies, who maybe don't have young kids, but maybe have grandchildren and stuff that they'd like to buy these for. Tell us a little bit about the films.
Well, the first film, Despicable Me, really is the story of I don't want to give away all the punchlines because it's fun to see the plot lines, but the story of a supervillain who has these Minions that people love and wants to take over the world in one way or another. And he ends up falling in love with these three little girls who he wants to originally use for some master plot. And in the end becomes a good guy, and everyone lives happily ever after. So in the second movie, he's now a good guy and is retained by the agents of good to save the world from evil. And him and the Minions and the girls get into all these incredible adventures and funny situations to save the world. And now, basically, Gru, who's not a Minion, but who's the master of all the Minions, is a good guy saving the world.
So do these Minions have any kind of power or anything like that, or any kind of special powers or something?
Their powers are that they're really reminiscent of the Three Stooges, but 100 times full. They're just funny, and they seem to come through at the last minute to help save Gru and do their part, but they're really just cute, funny little characters coming out here and there.
So... folks out there, I guess the first thing you should do is see Despicable Me, then go to see Despicable Me 2, and then head to Walmart or Toys R Us and grab the latest editions of these great toys. Now, did they have toys for Despicable Me, the original, as well?
There was a very, very short supply for toys. They just didn't expect it to be the sleeper hit. So there were a few items out there, and if you actually search the web, you'll find that people started making their own toys. They made their own cupcakes or plush inventions or costumes for Halloween because they just couldn't get a fill. So this time, you can get the costumes and the mixtures and everything else because they realized that you need to get it out there. So very, very limited items from the first one, which is why they used to take this time.
Were the toys from the first one, are they collectibles right now?
I'm not sure if they're collectibles. I really can't say. I know that if you do searches, they're out there, but it seems to be because there's so much from the second that people seem to be very happy with that.
Yeah. Well, these are going to please a lot of people because whether you're an adult or a kid, you're going to love these things. They're really, they're fun.
They're fun, and they bring a smile to your face. We actually like having them in the office. We're glad to play with them. And, you know, I say I'm taking them home for my little girl, but I'm like, no, Dad is going to have to play with it for work again.
Yes, it's work. That's why I'm sitting here with the Fart Blaster, and it's a super flatulator. It's great stuff, and it even has the banana odor or something.
Yes, the Toys R Us special edition has a banana scent. The Minions love bananas, and there's a little pump on the back, and if you pump it and pull the trigger for the Fart Blast, it actually has a nice banana scent to it, which is probably better than other scents that could come from a Fart Blaster. So they did well on that one.
This thing has light, banana scent. It's got, of course, that great sound.
It also has a secret whoopee cushion mode. If you actually hold the trigger and you wait for the lights flash, and then you put it down 30 seconds later, it'll set off a nice fart blast. So we've been having fun setting those around the office as well.
Really? Oh, yeah, there we go. Wow.
They thought of everything.
I guess they did. Very cool. I love this thing. And the noise is great. Here's a little bit of a Minion Stewart, folks. So,
and then the video game is free. You can download. There's also fun running Minions around eating bananas. It's called Minion Rush.
Minion Rush.
Minion Rush, and you can get it on Android and iOS for Apple devices, and just download it and play it. And again, Daddy had to play video games for work. Sorry, you can't have the iPad, sweetheart. It's a great time.
Dan, you got a good job there.
It's tough, but someone has to do it.
Now, do you have any? Is Universal your only account, or do you have other ones that you work on?
No, Universal is our account for all the Spickle Me products. We also have some other toy clients and some in the works, but as of right now, I mean, playing with these toys is really just been ridiculously fun, and I'm looking forward to see what else they have coming down the pipeline.
Well, I will say that I've promoted a lot of toys on this show in the past 20-something years, and this one's these are some of the most fun ones I've seen, and because the quality is good. A lot of times the quality is not great. These are good. They're worth the $40 that they cost at the retail price.
Yeah, the higher ones at the price point, and they last. I mean, we've shipped them all over, dropped them, taken them to trade shows. They've been handled by hundreds of people, and they're still just working and smiling and bringing smiles. So we're happy about that. It makes our job easier and more fun.
And I should tell folks that the Fat Blaster is only $20.
It is, and you know, be careful because you may not want to give it to your kids after all.
Yeah, no. What I'm thinking of is we have a lot of adults listening, but if we have any kids listening right now, these are great toys. You can torture your parents with them, because I think that if I kept hearing that sound all day, I would be tortured by it. I would enjoy doing it myself, but if my kids kept playing with that thing all day and all night, I think I would eventually want to take it and hide it somewhere. But that's just me.
Yeah, or you get them back at 5 o'clock in the morning with a nice wake-up laugh.
Well, the next time that you're walking around, folks, and you hear one of these, you'll know it's from one of those Despicable Me toys, Despicable Me 2. Fart Blaster, and of course the Minions, all the Minion toys, they're all available at Toys R Us and Walmart. Dan, it's a pleasure having you on here, and next time you have a really interesting toy, get a hold of us and we'll share it with our audience.
Thank you so much. I definitely will.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.